Shemitah.
Okay, talking about Shemitah. When we were talking about how do you treat the fruit of Shemitah, regarding that you can't do business with the fruit of Shemitah, the last week we spoke about Darkei Amischar Perot Shvi'it, the way, how do you do business with fruit of Shvi'it? If you have private fruit of your own fruit, your own tree of Shvi'it, how do you do business with it? Only a small amount, and the money has dusha, and there's a few ways out of making money not have dusha. You buy something else with it, so it doesn't have dusha. And a few other ways, yeah. That's what we spoke about last week. And this week, today we're going to talk about buying heta mechila. And to see what is a heta mechila. So first of all, kayom yesh ha-mochirim et karkotehem le-goy. Today there's a way, in the past 70, 80 years, I think 90 years maybe, in the way that you sell your land to a goy. We said that dusha sells the soil according to Moshe Pleskin. Dusha of Shemitah is only by land that a Jew owns. If a Jew doesn't own the land, doesn't have dusha of the soil. Doesn't have dusha of Shvi'is. Of Shemitah. So, what do? People sell their land to a goy for that year. It's called a heter mechira. The rabbim pikpeku al heter mechira mekama tamim. And many poskim, they're very doubtful regarding this selling of the land. Many for various reasons. ולמעשה אין לי סיבור להתחיל על היתר מכירה כי אם בשעת הדחק למעשה according to Rav Eliyahu, only Rav Eliyahu, I'm saying right now, you should not rely on היתר מכירה, only in the case of במקום הדחק, we have no other choice, in a pressing situation, you can rely on it. But otherwise you should not rely on it. ובימינו יש... המולך אליהו. ובימינו יש מקום לומר שנקרא את הדחק ולשמור את המכירה לצורך דרכי תרים דרך אוצר בית דין. In our days, there's a place to say that everything is considered שעל הדחק. Our situation right now is שעל הדחק, because you have nowhere else to buy or whatever. And therefore, a person, if he lives in a place where there's only a heter mechira, now he has to go all the way to Yerushalayim to buy in a badat store, what are you going to do? So it's a shat atchak. That's called a shat atchak. And therefore you can rely on it. And we're going to have certain, it's not so clear. We'll see how to rely on it. Not simply like that, just to buy.
So if you're right next to a major market, like a co-op shop or a mega or the regular Rami Levy, which is just Rabbanut.
Yeah.
And your wife ran out of mint or Kospara, and she needs it for a Bachoman, and it's like.
No, but Kospara and mint, you're going to buy only bugless, right?
Right.
So that doesn't have Dusha Shvi'is, right?
Right.
We're not talking about that.
Okay, how about carrots?
Exactly, that kind of stuff.
You know, like something she needs for Bachoman.
Right, and she needs it now, and now it's a pressing situation. So we'll see exactly, you're allowed to buy it, and we'll see how to do it, okay? By the way, according to Rav Ovadia Yosef, if you go by Rav Ovadia Yosef, he says that hatchila you can buy heta mechira. You should buy heta mechira. That's what you should buy in the Shemitah year. So that's what Rav Ovadia says. Rav Chaya says no. It's b'diavad. Only in a pressing situation. If you could buy something else, then we'll see what. Yes, but even if you buy heta mechira, there's certain restrictions regarding heta mechira. We'll see right now. First of all, afarshat terumot u'masot v'ivul heta mechira. Regarding Tumas and Maasas, we know that Shemitah fruit, they have Dusha Shvi'is. We do not do Tumas and Maasas. Because it's Hefker. From Hefker, you don't do Tumas and Maasas. Let's see what it is. Kevan shenechleku ha-poskim etter mechira mo'ilu lo. Since the poskim, there's a machloket in the poskim, if etter mechira is good or not. Yesh le'afrish mivul etter mechira shemirchan Yisrael Tumot u'masot lo brach there is to do. If it's fruit, produce, that a Jew at the end, he's the one who sells. He made the gathering and he's selling it. Okay? He does the gathering of the fruits, vegetables. Yiruach. And usually that's what happens at the end. It goes to the big market. That's what the Jews, they do put it all together. So then, you should do Terumah Tzumazel without a bracha, according to Rav Eliyahu. Heter Mechira. You should do Terumah Tzumazel without a bracha. Like Dmai, like stuff that you don't know. Like a suffix. It's a suffix if it's chayav tumas u'maizos. You have to do et ha-mechira because it's not kedusha shvi'is, maybe. It definitely, we don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Therefore, if you buy at the Mechira, according to Rav Eliyahu, you have to do Terumas Demaisas without a bracha. Another thing, Lechatchila, according to Rav Eliyahu, only Rav Eliyahu, יש לנהוג הפירות שהתר מחירה קדוש השביעית ולבערה משעת ביור. You have to treat heter mechira fruit as if it has kedush shvi'is, meaning regarding the peels and regarding the leftovers, and you can't just throw it in the garbage. You have to treat it. You can't use it for let's say putting avocado on your face like we learned and stuff like that. You do it for eating, and you can't eat raw cucumbers and raw potatoes. You can't eat them because it's destroying them. So all the stuff that we learned regarding kedush shvi'is, you have to treat them as if it has kedush shvi'is. And also, at the time that they're finished in the field, you can't continue having it in your house. You could, basically. We said already, you have to take it out and say in front of three friends, this is a hefker, and then bring it back to your house. There's a list, a chart that comes out, that tells you when each fruit is finished in the field. There's no more of that in the field. That's the time that you have to do that. That's only, again, it's only according to Rav Eliyahu, he holds that v'chatchila, you should treat it as if it has kedusha shvi'is. Going to Rav Avadia, look, you don't have to treat it as if it has kedusha shvi'is. And if someone wants to rely on that, it's besedar gamur. Nothing to do with Ashkenazim or Sfaradim at all. They're both Sfaradim.
This is fruit, vegetable that was on a
heter mechira.
Land that was owned by a Jew and sold to an Arab.
Yeah. A goy. Dalet, the fourth thing is כשסומכים על את המחירה, when one relies on את המחירה, אף אם רוב מכריע על האדם, שהאדמות החגיגיות במדינה נמכרו לגוי על פי את המחירה, even though most of the land in the country was sold to goyim, according to את המחירה, that's what most of the people do, never, so therefore I could buy anywhere, right? Nevertheless, עדיף להקפיד לקנות בחנות שיש עליה השגחה שאכן התוצרת היא בחקלאים שבחרו את אדמה כדין. מלכתחילה, a person should buy in a store that has a תעודה that says heter mechira, sold to goy. And not just to say, probably most of the land was sold to goy, and therefore I can just buy anywhere. No, you buy with a hechsher. If someone's in a place where there's no hechsher, what could he do? So then he could rely on the fact that most 99% or whatever of the land were sold to goy. He could rely. But chatchila, you buy in a store that has a hechsher. Almost every store in this country has a hechsher. Unless it's open on Shabbos. If it's open on Shabbos.
No.
So it's open on Shabbos, it doesn't get a hechsher. Not even a rabbanut. That's a law.
Yeah.
They want to change that, yeah.
I know that. In the meantime, you can rely on.
Is it dangerous to bad word? You're standing in the door, and with the situation now.
I don't know. I'm not talking about situations, and I don't know. Right. I just talk about Allah. I don't know more than that. Top. Heter mechira or etzal beizdin? What's better for you to buy? Heter mechira or etzal beizdin? Soon we'll learn exactly what etzal beizdin means. But let's see what's better. Af shedateinu. Now Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. We're talking about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Okay? You could rely on him. He wasn't a little place. He was huge. He was a Rav Rashi, he was a huge Mekubal, he was the Av Beis Din when he was 20 something years old, you know? Av Beis Din, a Dayan, Av Beis Din.
Wasn't he in Cairo and he moved
No, that's
Rav
Avadia.
Oh, okay.
Mordechai Eliyahu wasn't in Cairo, he was born in Israel.
I get the mixed up.
Came from Iraq, born in Israel. Even though, according to my opinion, Rav Mordechai says, "Heta mechira is not lechatchila." Mikol makom, nevertheless, yesh ba kedei la'atzim mechsholim rabim. There's a lot of advantages, lot of ma'alot that could protect you from a lot of stumblenesses, stuff that you could stumble in, which is therefore Ayat al-Bakhira is better in some ways. We'll see. Part of the problems. Yesh la'akir kayom שהכסף העובר מיד ליד בשווקים אינו קדוש מצד שביעית, אילולא את המחירה הנוצרי אינו בכל כסף מגיע לידי מדיני מאוד קדושים מצד שביעית. First of all, את המחירה, we said that if you buy food of שביעית, even if you did it in a not kosher way, the money gets the קדושה also. Not only the food staying in the קדושה, also the money gets the קדושה. But by את המחירה, even though התחילה you should treat the food as if they have קדושה שביעית, the money does not have קדושה שביעית. We're making regarding the money. Without Hetzel Mechira, you have a big problem. Every money that comes to your hand, maybe it has Dusha Shvis. You can't pay your electricity bill with it. You can't buy a detergent for the floor in the bathroom. You can't buy toilet paper. You can't buy shoes for your kids. You have to buy only fruits and vegetables.
But you're only talking about coins and
or bills. Food that you can eat, what?
You're only talking about coins and bills.
And not?
Bills.
Yeah, fine.
Plastic money.
Fine.
Whereas credit cards.
Not everyone uses credit cards.
Actually, they're switching over so that people are going more and more cashless.
I go cashless because I don't have any cash, but that doesn't mean I use a credit card.
No, you have a debit card. You have the cards.
I have a debit card, yeah, but usually it's
from the post office.
We're saying so the opposite of an ultra basin would have to do, right?
Right, exactly. That's what Hetzel Mechira, in this way, it causes you, it's a bypassing this problem. Money that comes in your hand is probably not holding Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay? That's first of all. Money, because since most of the stuff is Hetzel Mechira, any money that comes to your hand is probably does not have Kedusha Shvi'is, and you can treat it as if it's regular money, and you can buy whatever you want with it. You don't have to buy only specific foods with it. That's the first thing. Second thing is, יש להקל לקנות פירות בעבלה שמבלי את הפירות בדבר פחות ערך משווה פירות השביעית אחרי בין שיש בפרוטה. Another way, if you buy some fruits which are את המחירה and some stuff which are not את המחירה and it's very, which are not, don't have any קדוש at all. It's very simple. You buy one cucumber from a goy in the same stand they have it and other things which have קדוש השביעית without את המחירה, then you don't have to treat it as anything. No kedusha at all. Why? Because even if it has kedusha, we say that all the money that you paid for goes into the salas. And then I have a problem with selling and buying of fruits of Shemitah. You have the suffix. There's a suffix. It has to be a suffix after all. But if you buy something which is not a suffix together, you say that you're paying only for that. Yeah? And then you bypass another problem of suffix doing business in Pele Shviz.
So when you buy from a guy, you never have to
do
my certain
thing
and all that?
That's a
separate.
What?
That's a
separate. Tumas Maizan Samios, Shmita now. Shmita, not Tumas Maizan.
How does that work? Is it tough, like buying from a guy vegetables?
When?
Anytime,
never. We're not talking about Tumas Maizan Samios. Talking about Shemitah. Different Shir and Tumas Maizan.
Do you know the answer to that question?
Afterwards, come and tell you. Sorry, I have to go going to this book. You're
spending more time talking.
There's Tumas Maizan, yeah. So, we said before that if a chicken only eats fruits of Shemitah, also the egg will have Kedusha Shviis. We said that earlier. But if it ate from Hetzel Mechira, the egg won't have Kedusha Shviis. Okay?
Say it again.
If a chicken was fed only with Hetzel Mechira, fruits and vegetables, the egg does not have Kedusha Shviis.
How do we know when we're buying the eggs?
You don't know anything. But if you have a chicken in your house, then you know.
Your cats, when they lay a kitten, will have Kedusha Shviis.
The cat eats the... So. Without our Beis Din, we know you shouldn't buy more than an amount of 3 meals. That means an amount that you need. 3 meals. Yeah. Now, but if this Otzal Beis Din has also had a mechira on it, two things they put on it, had a mechira, they sold the land, and from the other side, they did Otzal Beis Din just to cover that also, then you can buy as much as you want. Because they had a leniency of had a mechira. Interesting stuff. Yeah, and also you can, if it's also based on the end of material, you can buy it with measurement, and you can do business, regular business with it. Yes. Also based on the material. Yeah. So, very important rule now for everyone. Even if you decide you don't rely on the material, don't say I don't rely on the material, because it's like accepting yourself as like a neder. And then you have a problem. Therefore say, I try to do something else. Bli neder, I don't need to have the mechira. Say bli neder. Don't, even if you decide not to eat the mechira next year, don't say that you're taking it upon yourself as if it's a Kabbalah, because that's a neder. That's a problem.
So if you're in front of the Shabbos table with friends, and they say they do X, Y, and Z, you can't say you're trying to do...
You say you're trying beautifully, but if you're in front of the Shabbos table, your friends are giving you this, you say, I don't eat Hedda Mechira, that's like a neder. I don't eat Hedda Mechira, it's like a neder. Don't say that. Say, Bli neder, I try not to eat Hedda Mechira. Simple as that.
Okay,
Ezra, Bli neder?
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that, I know. You always say Bli neder.
Bli neder, yeah,
Bli neder. Bli neder, that's what you said. It happens in Mariam Moroccan. So now let's say someone he uses Hedda Mechira. Your friend uses Hedda Mechira, and you don't eat Hedda Mechira. And now he told you he's inviting you for Shabbos, and he says, "I'm not." He says, "But I don't eat Hedda Mechira. Don't worry, I'm going to buy what you eat. What do you eat? I'll buy a little bit. What do you eat? Do you eat?" I'll buy that. But you tell him, but wait, you're making a chicken soup, right? And last week you made a chicken soup with Hedda Mechira vegetables. So maybe you have to kasha out your thing? Nah, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't get swallowed into the pot. It doesn't get swallowed, yeah? I just remember, like, I cover steps, that's all. He held. His father did not hold this. He held this. Yaakov Yosef, the son of Avadia. This time it's the same Indian. Regarding if someone eats Rabbanut, chicken or meat, he says, and then he wants to cook for you like Mahalian food, eat kasher is kalim. That's what he held. He says that.
I mean, we as a kosher.
According to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, most people don't hold this, not saying anything. He says that. Said that?
Would you?
You know he said that? I heard him say it in my own ears.
Would you do that?
Would I do that? Yeah.
No, because we use rabbanut chicken for the cats.
Can no, said that.
And we use the good stuff for us.
Vadya is big enough to rely on.
I mean, we assume the cats normally don't keep kosher.
Yeah, you're right. You can give the pork if you want.
How Palestinians.
So,
give him halal.
That we spoke about Hedda Mechira. So now you know about Hedda Mechira. You know what it is. You know you could rely on it if you want. You know you could do like Rav Avadia, that it has no kedusha at all, and everything's okay. Or to do
kedusha.
Or you could treat with kedusha, with safek, and all the leniencies that if it's together with Hedda Mechira, together with Otzal Beis Din, more leniencies. Okay, so now we're going to go on to chapter 19, which is talking about Otzal Beis Din. Okay, Otzal Beis Din. In Yerushalayim, there's not much Otzal Beis Din. It's more in Bnei Brak, in Petach Tikva, in that area of the Shfela. But still, we're going to learn about it. You know what Otzal Beis Din is.
Where can we find it? That's my wife's first question.
I don't know.
You'll find it.
I'm not telling you what it is.
We will find you.
It says in Tosefta in Shviz. Tosefta is like a brisa. It says like this. בראשונה היו שלוחי בית דין יושבים על פתחי העריות. At first, the שלוחים, the בית דין, used to sit at the entrances to the town, and whoever brings fruit and stuff brings it with him, they take it from him, they just leave for him a food of amount to eat three meals, and they raise to put it in a special place called the Oitzel Beis Din. The Oitzel means the treasury. The what? The courtyard, where they put together all the storehouse. They put all the fruit and vegetables. Higiyaz man te'anim, the time of the day of the figs came, Beis Din, sochrim po'alim, they hire workers. Ve'otzrim otam, ve'otzrim otam vela, and they cut up all the figs, and they make them into dried figs, and they put them into Oitzel Beis Din, good, all this. And on Erev Shabbos, they give each one the amount for his family. Every Erev Shabbos, everyone comes, because they took from everyone. Everyone comes, because Hefker belongs to everyone. Everyone comes to the Oitzel Beis Din. How many kids do you have? 16? Okay, fine, here. You have only 10? Okay, you do. Here, take a look. Kitzur. Yeah, they give each one according to his food. That's what it used to be. Okay, let's see what that means. So Oitzel Beis Din, the original Oitzel Beis Din means that you give everything to Beis Din, and Beis Din gives it out for free to everyone in the city. That's what Oitzel Beis Din means originally. You understand that? That's not what Oitzel Beis Din means today, but that's what Oitzel Beis Din means. Everything goes to Oitzel Beis Din, and then the Beis Din gives it out to everyone equally according to how many kids they have. I don't know, 10 figs up ahead, I don't know, whatever it works in.
So when Mashiach comes, will that go back to
what? I don't know what's going to be when Mashiach comes. I'll tell you what we have to do today. When Mashiach comes today, Mr. Shem, and he'll tell us what you have to do when he comes.
Mr. Shem, God won.
Rav Kook, that's all. Rav Avraham Yitzchak Ben Kook. Even though he bought only Eretz Beis Din, he bought it only if it was done after Hetam Mechil. If it was done also with Hetam Mechil, then he relied on it. And Rav Chazonish, Karelitz, yeah? Zatzal, was lived to 19... Tavshin Tes Zayin. Yud Zayin, Tavshin Yud Zayin. Ten years, 9 years after the state was established. What is that? 1958. That's when my father was born. Anyways, so yeah, he bechlal said Chazanish. No, it doesn't work. Now at the bechlal, Oitzel Beis Din. Oitzel Beis Din, he said he could rely on, but so we'll see what to do. Miu, af sheyesh lepakol itzot peod derzo. So today, what do they do? They sell it. That's already a problem, right? You pay money. You're not getting it for free. You're paying, right? Mikol makom ayom adif lekol b'derech zo ma'aseh gnu derech yeshiah. Nevertheless, it's better to buy an Oitzel Beis Din than to buy directly from a Jew who's working in his field, obviously. Okay? And also, he says it's better to buy Oitzel Beis Din, which has Hetam Mechila together with it. That's the best, he said. I don't know if it's the best, but it's better. Better to buy Oitzel Beis Din, which has Hetam Mechila with it. Do they do that today? I don't know what they do today. But let's see what Oitzel Beis Din is. We say what Oitzel Beis Din means, yeah? So, Chovat Biyu Oitzel Beis Din. The Meister, fruits and vegetables that you buy from Oitzel Beis Din, that you get from Oitzel Beis Din, once they're finished in the field, you have to get rid of them from the house. You can't have them in the house. What do? We explain you have to throw them in the garbage. You take them outside your house and in a public place. You bring through your friends that you know they won't steal it. You tell them, this is Hefker, okay? They said, okay, fine. And then you bring it back in. Okay? You made it Hefker. Now you can take it again. Okay. Yeshua, in some say, Oitzel Beis Din, you could even measure and sell it to exact and everything. It's not considered buying, it's considered the giving it out for a certain amount of money. Some say it's a su. Okay? Therefore, yeino tozal beizdin, and the madam who gives the yak. Therefore, someone buys otzal beizdin wine or grape juice, the otzal beizdin has to know not to fill them up in exact amount. Put a few ounces, less few ounces, more. It shouldn't be exact, because then you're paying per liter, but it's not really a liter. Then maybe it's a little bit more, maybe it's a little bit less. Then it's not in measurement. But if it was done also et amechira, then you can buy it with measurement, like we said before.
How do they do it with all the automated equipment and the requirements for proper weights and measurements?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I'm just telling you what you need to do. Now, otzal beis din, if it's not et amechira together with it, if it's just otzal beis din, you're not going to buy now a truck load. You buy a box. Yeah? The amount of 3 meals of your family, meaning 3 meals of each one. It could be a lot of food and vegetables, not a problem. You don't need more than that. Yeah? You buy that. Okay. Yeah. If you buy Kedush Otzal Beis Din, it definitely has Kedusha Shviz. Definitely has Kedusha Shviz. Unless you have it with Etzal Mechira, that's a different story. But the Otzal Beis Din, it has Kedusha Shviz. You have to treat it as Kedusha Shviz. My father, he told me there's a story in Petach Tikva that it's a very nice way to do it. You pay a certain amount for the year, and you get a certain amount of fruits and vegetables that year. Each time, from each thing, you get, according to how much you gave to the donation, keep it in place, is how much you're going to get. But it's not per exact. And then again, you covered that problem of buying and selling an exact amount. But nevertheless, it has to do shashviz. It has to do shashviz. And they have to, if you sell it in a package, you have to write on it, dusha, oita, basin, dusha, shviz. You will see in the 80 and the 90, you can see bottles of wine, grape juice, it says that it's oita, basin, or kedusha, or heta mechira. Then you'll know how to treat it. If it has heta mechira, chatchila, you should use it as if it's shviz. If it has heta basin, you have to do it as if that's just shviz. Another thing, otzal beis din, it's asur to export out of Israel. Because that's just shviz, exactly. Not only that, you can't sell them to a place where you know he's keeping them in a place till they go bad. To sell to someone who wants to eat them, to use them. How do you buy from otzal beis din after all? He's a problem with the money. The money will be dusha. The money's roaming around. What are you going to do? So we said already a few things that could do it.
Buy the package.
No, but talking about the money now?
Yeah.
The money itself.
Credit card, debit card.
Ah, that's the thing. Yeah, right.
Kufsa,
yeah, but this is the place of otzal beis din. Right. All it has is otzal beis din. What are you going to do?
For the transportation and the delivery cost, if they bring it to your house,
Exactly. But even though it's better to buy, even though since not every place, all the places like that, it's better to pay with a check, which is not for today, with a credit card, which is the money's not going down today, it's going down tomorrow or the next day or the next week.
But even a check takes at least 2 or 3 days of process. And if I was running it,
but we said already that you could go that day to the bank and cash it at that moment. The fact that you would decide to deposit, that's why it took 3 days. But if you decide not to deposit it,
but if you have the money,
you ran at the end of the day. They have messengers,
right?
In a lot of big places. At the end of the day, they take all the checks and they go and cash them in the bank. They have a special meeting where they know the place where the business is. And they go and they cash a check that day. Every check of that day, they check that day. Every day they have the dates. Today is the 28th. 28th today. Today is the 28th. Every day, the 28th, all the checks are 28th, they'll go and they'll deposit that. Not deposit, they'll cash them. Money, cash, cash it.
Right, but I was working in that department. What we would do is, it's basically a loan. The bank's loaning you the money until the check clears.
If you get into cash, that's the point.
Right.
That's dusha, gamam. But it's a suffix, I have a dusha or not. Therefore, it's better to do with a check. If you do it with cash, it doesn't have to be shuk, because a lot of opinions hold that you're not paying for the actual fruit, like we said, you're paying for the transportation, v'chule, v'chule. Now, this is one of the main issues now. Short, but main. They're not allowed to charge more than it costs. If they charge more than it costs, they're doing business on fruits of Shemitah. Regardless if it's for the working, that's one of the main, major problems in hotel business. They do charge more.
Well, they're charging not only for transportation, but they're charging for warehousing. They're charging.
Okay. Why does it cost more than last year? What happened?
You're also paying the fees for management, accounting.
That's why. Uh-huh. It's supposed to cost either the same amount or less. Can't be cost more than
less than any other year. Transport a cucumber to your door, they should charge you 50 agro, they should charge you 75 agro.
Yeah. That's one of the main things about South Basin. Okay, our time here is finished.
During the whole year, it's going to be one price for that fruit?
No, it depends on the. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
But
another thing that we spoke about, which is land that really doesn't say it here, but it's very simple, land that really a goy owns here in Israel, and land that, and fruit and vegetables that come from Chutz La'aretz, which are definitely don't have to touch shvi'is, and you can buy them and buy ya, you can pay for them, and money doesn't have to touch shvi'is, and that's what in Yerushalayim, all the badatzim, that's what they do. Only that. They don't do it in Mechira, they don't do it in Tzavez in Yerushalayim, they do Yevul, Nochli, or Yevul, Chutz La'aretz, and it says on it in a big sign, and also in the Shuk there'll be in all the Badatz places, a big sign, it says Yevul, Nochli, Yevul, Chutz La'aretz. Sometimes in one store, certain things are this and things are that.
Yeah, but it's not true.
But sometimes in other stores, you're going to have something that's I know from my, where I buy in the Shuk, he tells my wife, this and this and this are from Aza. If they're from Aza, no Jews live in Aza today. Maybe they grew in Aza, definitely grew by an Arab.
But they're having a big problem now that they haven't been able to farm that whole area for the last, 3 weeks? No, I'm talking about the Jewish farmers. Sterod.
They work. Here.
They can't farm because of
they're farming,
the
rockets. They're farming even though they have rockets. They don't have rockets. They have mortars. It's very close range.
Where can I get that?
According to, not according to Rav Avadia. According to Rav Avadia, I said already, Heter Mechira is the best thing to buy during the Shemitah year, and has no good. That's what you should buy, that's what you should do. According to Ashkenazi Poskim, all the Ashkenazi Poskim,
as opposed to everything.
That's the best thing, according to Rabbi Eliyahu, the best thing is Yevul Nochli or Yevul Chutz La'aretz. Yevul Chutz La'aretz is better, also good. And all the Ashkenazi Badassim, also that's what they do. And also Beit Yosef, that's what they do. Even though it's Rav Avadia's Hershem. But that's the thing, you know, the slide, the whole political thing, that this is better than that. Or the Otsa Basin is better than this. That political thing. The Maise, Rav Eliyahu Paskins, clearly that Yevul Nochli is the best thing to buy here in Israel, and Yerushalayim is very easy. Just go to any Badatz store. There's so many here in the area. And buy that.
So if my wife's going to the Shuk.
So go to the Badatz store in the Shuk. There's a Badatz store in the Shuk. And the closed Shuk. Exactly. Yeah.
Is that the one that looks like a great cluster?
No, it looks like this. Looks like a chet.
Right across from the Chaim, that store, right there. Second store in.
On the right side, Haredi store. Badatz and Haredis. There's another store.
There's another one on the side street.
Yes, exactly.
Open and close.
Two in the Shuk, which are Eda Haredis, and you can buy there. And Baya, on the Shemitah year. And besides, all the big Haredi markets that have Badatz Hechsher, It's all going to be Yevul Nochi or Yevul Chutz Art.
Where are the Haredi markets?
All over.
No,
Rami Levi.
Okay, Rami Levi Mehedrin.
Mehedrin.
Yes, the one in Gilad Shul.
Yes, 100%.
And is there any, are there any
and others? There's Yad Ezra, what's it called? Shari Ezra. Shari Ezra. And the Chovir Biyahu.
What's it called? They don't sell fruits and vegetables.
I didn't know. Oh,
yeah, right. So there's a fruit store across the street from them.
Which also has many
there's
places.
Zolde Dolan, Yumiyahu.
Where is it? Because my wife doesn't
know. Mayan 2000.
Go online.
My wife doesn't know.
Go online. You have an internet, no?
Right.
So go online. See where do they sell? In the Haredi is fruits and vegetables. So,
okay.
They tell you in your shrine. They tell you exactly all the all you have a whole list. Tell you exactly where to go. You just tell you what's comfortable for you.
Is the quality the same in all? The beast in the Mahira, the Ali? Who eats Otsi beast in then?
Neva. Also here a little bit, but mainly in Neva.
Okay. Why do they eat?
Because Hazanish is the Rebbe of Neva.
You said you should do it.
And the Avad Yashiv and all the Paskim over here say that Yevul Nochi is better.
Now, what about organics?
It's probably at the Mechira. And if you want specifically to buy organic because of health reasons, so you can rely on at the Mechira, like we just learned today. I probably will buy something at the Mechira next year because of organic reasons.
But buy from a place that has a
Hechsher, which is
at the
Mechira. Yeah. And if they also have a Tzal Basin, you're doing a better job. Not so complicated, huh? After we break it down.
It's just, you know, my wife's getting over the culture shock.
So you know. Calm her down, because you're the guy who decides how the house is going to be. So, we're over time.